myoho renge kyo, namo myoho renge kyo, namo myoho renge kyo, namo myoho renge kyo. Hello everyone, how are you, good friends? Thank you for your practice, thank you for being here. I've been making many revisions as I'm going, as you've seen. I'm finalizing this Sylvain translation, annotated Lotus Sutra for our Nichiren doctrine practice, right? Removing all the crazy religious rhetoric out of it that does not belong. And here, let me change the view on this. I think I'm going to go with my electronic copy because there are so many changes. Today, we're starting the 25th chapter, the Avalokitesvara Bodhisattva, otherwise known as Regarder of the Cries of the World. These names are well, if you've read the Avatamsaka Sutra, or any of the Indian, the Sanskrit, transliteration or phonetically translated. I mean, you can go two sentences for the name of one of these. It's almost a story. Regarder of Cries of the World is a name that brings to mind exactly what that bodhisattva is about, isn't it? Okay, where are we? Here, do we want the hardcover? Let's do the hardcover, but I don't want you over there. Well, I guess it doesn't matter. Easier to read here, though, more camera-oriented. Let's bring it over here, shall we? Boom. All right, so the mutability of Avalokitesvara Bodhisattva, Regarder of the Cries of the World. So I have included subtitles of sorts under all of these chapters. That's one thing I did last night, which I think captures what the chapter is about rather than these odd-to-understand titles. Of course, mine might be as well. But so I have Worldly Compassion for All Life Through Propagation and Resolve. Oh, gee, that sounds familiar, right? So that's what this chapter is focused on. Avalokitesvara is another personage that has, over the course of history of Buddhism, actually has its own followers. Like if you took this chapter out of the Lotus Sutra, made an entire sect out of it, there are people who practiced Avalokitesvara almost as though, like Amida Buddha, the Nembutsu, they go off and they do their own thing. It's unfortunate, it's incomplete, but just so you know. Let's get into it. At that time, the Bodhisattva Infinite Thought, there's another clue in the naming, right? Bodhisattva Infinite Thought rose up from his seat and bearing his right shoulder and folding his hands toward Buddha, spoke thus. Do you know about the bearing the right shoulder thing? It's in some sects really observe it, others don't. It's a humility thing. It's a I'm open, I have nothing to hide, I'm not a threat, all of those things, right, by bearing the right shoulder. World-honored one, he says, for what reason is the Bodhisattva Avalokitesvara named Regarder of the Cries of the World? Why is he called that? And the Buddha replied to the Bodhisattva Infinite Thought. So this is our thoughtful mind, right? Remember, personages are about aspects of our mind. So the aspect of our mind that's always brewing and thinking about things is curious. Why cries of the world? What is everybody crying? Why is he regarding those people? What's that about? Good son, the Buddha says, if there be countless hundreds, thousands, myriads, codas of living beings suffering from pain and distress who hear of this Bodhisattva, regarder of the cries of the world, and with all their mind, single-minded, all their mind call upon his name, The Bodhisattva, regarder of the cries of the world, will instantly regard their cries, and all of them will be emancipated. Now, there's important words in this little paragraph. You should already be getting it. I think I get to it pretty quickly here in annotations. Yeah. Let's just read on a little bit, and it'll become clear. If there be any who keep the name of that Bodhisattva, regarder of the cries of the world, though they fall into great fire, the fire will not be able to burn them. Fire representing the passions of the skandhas, right? Craving and clinging, so on. By virtue of the supernatural powers of that Bodhisattva's majesty. Okay, now you might really get caught in the trap of seeing this as a majestic bodhisattva. It's very, very easy to slip into literal understandings of these stories, right? Hang on. If any carried away by a flood call upon his name, they will immediately reach the shallows. If there be hundreds of thousands and myriads of codas of beings who, in search of gold, silver, lapis lazuli, moonstones, agate, coral, amber, jewels, and other treasures, go out on the ocean, and if a black gale blows their ships into a drift, and they drift up upon a land of the Rakshasa demons, and if amongst them there be even a single person who calls upon the name of Bodhisattva, regarder of the cries of the world, all those people will be delivered from the throes of the Rakshasas. It is for this reason that he is named regarder of the cries of the world. Okay, so finally I have an annotation here. We are capable of tremendous shifts in our social behavior, aren't we? One moment, we're a good friend. The next, a strong advocate. An emergency responder, a dutiful servant, a filial child, a political planner, a decision maker, a compassionate listener, and so on, right? We shift into these modes of behavior without a second thought. It just, whatever is called upon, we respond. Most of the time, yeah? Unless we specifically don't want to. So this is our capacity as Avalokitesvara to respond as needed to the, quote, cries of others. See, it doesn't have to be tears crying. It's just that they're crying out for, they're needy. Do you see? This chapter is a deep dive into the Lotus Bodhisattva practice paradigm that enables the maximal experience of our Buddha nature and Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi. So, hopefully that's a good annotation and you get it. I could elaborate simply saying, again, Avalokitesvara is a personage of our capacities. And as bodhisattvas, practitioners of the Lotus Sutra Buddhism, certainly under the auspices of Nichiren's doctrine, it is our steadfast, single-minded, right? Not only for our own enlightenment, this story, Avalokitesvara, is how we course amongst the world, the Saha world. So not only do we want to enlighten ourselves and raise our life condition over time, but as I've said many times, we radiate that into our surroundings, right? So as exemplars of the Buddha way, others begin to rely on our presence, our influence, to manifest for themselves the Buddha way. Is there any more bodhisattva activity or action to do? Yeah? So basically, already we've read in this chapter the foundation of this teaching. We already know it. But believe me, as Buddhism is taught, this is going to be reiterated many, many times. And maybe it needs to be so, because there's certainly some of us who haven't heard the right trigger words yet to go, oh, I get this now. So let's go on. If again there be any man on the verge of deadly harm who calls upon the name of Bodhisattva, regarder of the cries of the world, the sword of the attacker will instantly snap asunder and he will be set free. Now, what does a sentence like that mean? Do you go, Bodhisattva, regarder of cries of the world? No. This is an internal invocation. Ah. Right? This is the way personages are used in all of Buddhist teachings. So when it says, if there be a man on the verge of deadly harm, maybe you're climbing rocks or doing something crazy, or maybe you're just being in a bad neighborhood and you think you're about to be assaulted. Now, most of us in the Saha world with samsaric tendencies would think about all of the things that are threatened. Our fears would come up. Our adrenaline would run. We'd make all sorts of decisions, which in all likelihood would lead us straight into more danger. What this is saying is that if you call upon your resolute mind of the mind state of Avalokitesvara, somebody who obviously is a very compassionate thought, not something that would come immediately to mind if you saw possible or you thought possible muggers or something were coming your way, right? You, by that very nature of elevating your life condition, might, those muggers might just look at you as like, you're not worth it, and go right by you. Let's leave her alone. We'll look for someone else. Whatever. This is about the protections, and this is, and I want to disabuse you of the habit of teaching this as some kind of mystic, magical thing. Right? These bodhisattvas, these forces, quote unquote, they don't come flying out of the woodwork like a Disney film and protect you with their might and fend off the attackers. This is internal. Your attitude, your intent in a Buddha path will do all of that work. The power is all within. It doesn't come from outside of you. So please, please keep that in mind as you read all of these stories, yeah? Even if the 3,000 great thousandfold world were full of yakshas and rakshasas seeking to afflict people, these wicked demons, hearing them call upon the name of the Bodhisattva, regarder of the cries of the world, would not be able to see them with their wicked eyes. How much less would they be able to hurt them? Right? Because negative things like these demons, these people who would manipulate you and cause you harm, they won't even see you if your life condition is so elevated through your practice. They won't even consider you. That is protection. And it's protection through your own attitude and intent, your own bodhisattva way, yes? If, moreover, there be anyone guilty or not guilty, loaded with manacles, fetters, kangis, or chains, who calls on the name of the Bodhisattva, regarder of the cries of the world, they shall be snapped and broken off, and he shall be freed. And again, even that, shackled in chains, it doesn't have to be actual shackles and chains, my friends. Sometimes it can feel like a situation that feels like you're trapped. But with your life condition elevated, no longer trapped. I mean, this, if you consider this enough, you'll see that it's just so simple and straightforward. The point being, stay focused on your practice. This answers all of your suffering, which is what I was alluding to in the first paragraph when he said emancipated. What do you think you're emancipated from in Buddhism? Always samsara, where the suffering is, right? If the 3,000 great thousandfold world were full of enemies and robbers, think of those 3,000 realms in a single thought moment. If those lower influences seemed to be taking you over, right? And there were a merchant chief who, led by many merchants, having charge of costly jewels along a perilous road, and among them one man speaks forth, good sons and daughters, be not afraid. With one mind do you invoke the title of the Bodhisattva, regarder of the cries of the world, for this Bodhisattva is able to give courage to all the living. Have you ever put courage in a box and put a bow around it? Here's some courage. Unless you're the Wizard of Oz. Right? It's either in there or it isn't. And it is in there. It simply needs to be, what? Called upon. So that's what this is saying. If you invoke his name, you will be freed from these enemies and robbers. On hearing this, if all the traitors together with one voice cry, Nama Bodhisattva, regarder of the cries of the world, then by invoking his name, they will be delivered. Infinite thought, such is the awe-inspiring supernatural power of the Bodhisattva, regarder of the cries of the world. Now, Nichiren would quickly redress this and saying, you don't have to say Nama Bodhisattva, regarder of cries of the world. Just say Namo Myoho Renge-kyo. It's far beyond this. But this is an example. Right? Chasing the right attitude and intent. If any living beings, much given to carnal passion, keep in mind and revere the Bodhisattva, regarder of the cries of the world, they will be set free from their passions. Remember, sexual congress is a big item 3,000 years ago. Still is, but it was probably the main distraction of the day because we didn't have 3,000 years ago big screen TVs, games, so on and so forth. Sex was probably the greatest diversion of all. So yeah, it comes up in many ways in Buddhist literature. Indian literature, for that matter. You ever seen the bas-relief sculptures all over the walls of temples and holy or places? I don't know if it's even governmental. Yeah, just buildings, yeah? It's everywhere. If any much given to infatuation, keep in mind and revere the Bodhisattva, regarder of the cries of the world, they will be set free from their infatuation. Set free from their infatuation. You won't lose your ability to be infatuated, to fall in love, right? It's not a prohibition of sex. It's a breaking free of the samsaric attachment, craving and clinging. That's the problem. Not the act. Infinite thought. Again, the Bodhisattva, infinite thought. Such are the abundant benefits conferred by the supernatural power of the Bodhisattva, regarder of cries of the worlds. Consequently, let all the living ever keep him in mind. That's a big clue. Let all the living ever keep him in mind. In other words, have everyone adopt this attitude of compassion for all life. Didn't I write that in the subtitle? I wonder where that came from. If any women, desiring a son, reveres and pays homage to the Bodhisattva, regarder of the cries of the world, she will bear a son happy, virtuous, and wise. Does that mean you can select the son or the sex of your child? No, it simply means that if you adopt this mindset, this attitude and intent of compassion for all beings, and you desire an heir, a male heir, to come of sex, that your honest desires, not desires fed of avarice and manipulation and, right? Avarice free of samsaric cravings and clingings, simply would like to foster a male child. It's much more likely to come through you because that's the energy, your attitude and intent that you're manifesting. Remember, birth takes three. You, your lover, well, egg, sperm, these days, and that third entity, that karmic train, looking for a station. Your station provides the needs of that train, a good fit. Suddenly you have birth, right? Not every sperm and egg makes a human. It takes that third entity. Yeah, we often forget that. Science doesn't recognize it yet. Infinite thought, such is the power of the Bodhisattva. If she desires a daughter, she will bear a daughter of good demeanor and looks, who of old has planted virtuous roots, beloved and respected by all. There's a touch of misogyny in there, but don't get too hung up about it. Infinite thought, such is the power of Bodhisattva regarded of Christ of Lord. I'd rather say Avalokitesvara. It's easier than that whole spiel. If any of the living revere and... Woo! That's a typo, okay. Revere the Bodhisattva regarders of the cries of the world, merits will not be rudely rejected. And so I have another annotation here. By this point, it has become evident that this parable or story is another reminder of our attitude and intent of mind. This Bodhisattva is not a celestial being who roams about listening for and addresses all the cries of the world, quote unquote. Rather, it is a universal truth that our power of mind to conceive of solutions, assistance, readiness, I should say readiness. Wow, I'm glad I'm using this copy to fix. In any situation is to take internal recourse to call upon our own mind and its limitless capacity for enlightened clarity to raise our consciousness. Giving this function a personification is Shakyamuni's most often used method of teaching. Ta-da! Yep. Okay, how am I going to mark this now? I didn't think this through, did I? Oh, I know what I'll do. Boom. Let's open the document. Oh, you're so smart. I hope everything's going well in your life and that you're getting insights from all of these videos. That's why I'm doing them. I'm really excited to publish this one. I think it will be my, maybe my most, I won't say important, because that's kind of haughty, but I think it'll be my most important, I went ahead and said it, my most accomplished book. I think one that we really need. I think, and I don't know why it took this long, but I think had I had this, what I'm doing now, this kind of a book, when I started, holy my, that would have given me such a jump start, right, on my practice. Ah. That fills me with gratitude for having the wherewithal to do it myself. Okay, so the story is another parable, reminder of our attitude. This Bodhisattva is not a celestial being who roams around, but rather is a solution and a redress, assistance and redress. How do we say that? Conceive of solutions, assistance and redressing. Redress. better word, I'm sure. How we... Do I need it? Of solutions and assistance in any situation. I like that. And assistance in any situation. Huh, look at that. It should take internal recourse, call upon our limits, capacity, and clarity. Giving this function a personification is blah, 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 blah. Therefore, let all the living cherish the title of the Bodhisattva Regarder of Cries of the World. Where's that one where I doubled down on the same word? Oh, there it is. If any one of the living revere the Bodhisattva, yeah. Revere and honor. The Bodhisattva Regarder. There it is. Therefore, let all the living cherish the title of the Bodhisattva Regarder. Infinite thought. Suppose anyone cherishes the name of Bodhisattvas numerous as the sands of the Ganges, of 62 Kotas of the Ganges, who all his life makes them offerings of food, drink, garments, bedding, and medicaments. What is your opinion? Are not the merits of that good son or good daughter abundant? Infinite thought replies, well, extremely abundant. The world-honored one, the Buddha, oops, the world-honored one, the Buddha proceeded. But if any or one or two cherishes the title of the Bodhisattva Regarders of Cries of the World, or only for a moment reveres and venerates him, the merits of these two men will be exactly equal without difference and cannot be exhausted in hundreds of thousands of myriads of kotas of kalpas. Infinite thought. Such is the immeasurable boundless degree of fortunateness he will obtain who cherishes the name of the Bodhisattva Regarders of Cries of the World. In other words, you can do all kinds of service and homage to all the bodhisattvas you could find. But if you just, the one, incorporate your Avalokitesvara bodhisattva mind, you'll have it all. You don't have to do 10,000 million practices, just the one. This is a constant theme now, isn't it? The Bodhisattva Infinite Thought, again, said to the Buddha, world-honored one, how is it that the Bodhisattva Regarder of Cries of the World wanders in this Saha world? How does he teach the law to the living? In other words, how do we do this? What is the character of his tactfulness? Ah, so Bodhisattva Infinite Thought hasn't stopped thinking about this, right? Okay, so Avalokitesvara is a super compassionate facility of our sentient mind. I get it. I've seen it in my mind. I've seen it happen in grocery stores and at work and whatever. I have this tendency. I don't stay in it, sometimes not at all. Sometimes I'm a really helpful person, and I really enjoy doing that. But what's that look like? I take this chunk of my mindfulness out here, and I give it two legs, and how does it go about the day? How does it achieve, through its compassion, this mental ability, this attitude and intent, approaching others, teaching others, how does it work? Good son, the Buddha replies, if the living in any realm, 3,000 realms in a single thought moment, right, wherever you're at in your mixed influences, in your life condition, If the living in any realm must be emancipated in the body of a Buddha, the Bodhisattva regarder of the cries of the world appears as a Buddha and teaches to them the law. So if the nature of your life requires getting over that last hump of whatever it is that's keeping you from Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi, your practice of the Buddha way, then this helpful, compassionate spirit of the mind teaches, aids, facilitates those people directly with Buddha. Namo myoho renge kyo, right? He teaches to them the law. Namo myoho renge kyo. To those who must be emancipated in the body of a Pratyeka Buddha, he appears as a Pratyeka Buddha and teaches to them the law. Which law? Myoho renge kyo. Namo myoho renge kyo. He's teaching the same law, but the way we approach a person at a certain level of knowledge, practice. A Pratyeka Buddha is somebody who isolates themselves to practice Buddhism. So we don't tell them, hey, you got to come to a meeting, you got to meet all these people and come chant together or you won't understand. No, we go to their comfort zone and we teach them Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. Why? Because we teach the same law to each of these people and it's up to them to discover, and they will, insights that will lead them out to perform their bodhisattva mission in their way, in their path. Instantiating Buddha. Instantiating Buddha. That's the goal with everyone. But let's go on. To those who must be emancipated in the body of a Shravaka, he appears as a Shravaka and teaches to them the law. Not a different law, the same law. It's just that Shravakas are really much more obsessed in a way with knowledge, learning, reading sutras. Okay, take a break from the book, Frank. Come over here, Betty. Let's chant for a while. This is the essential. Remember what Nichiren wrote? You could read that Gosho with her. See, he says, the Daimoku is the essential practice. All of the other is well and good. Please continue. That's wonderful. What you're doing is great. But never forget, ground all of it in your Daimoku. And the Daimoku will grow expansively and your Buddha-ness will simply take hold as your studies bolster your knowledge and your confidence. Hey, guess what? That's why I do this whole thing with the videos and the podcast and the website and the bookstore. Right? This is all about bolstering confidence. But never forget, Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. That's what it's all about. To those who must be emancipated in the body of a Brahma, he appears as Brahma and teaches to them the law. To those who must be emancipated in the body of Shakra, he appears as Shakra and teaches to them the law. To those who must be emancipated in the body of Ishvara, he appears as Ishvara and teaches them the law. To those who must be emancipated in the body of a Maheshvara, he appears as a Maheshvara and teaches to them the law. To those who must be emancipated in the body of a great transcendent general, he appears as a great transcendent general and teaches to them the law. To those who must be emancipated in the body of a Vaishravana, he appears as a Vaishravana and teaches to them the law. To those who must be the body of a king, he appears as a king body of an elder. He appears as an elder who must be emancipated, body of a citizen. He appears as a citizen and teaches them the law. See, no matter what your station, it doesn't matter. It's just, this is about expedient means, skillful means, expedient devices. It's about knowing who you're speaking to, right? That way you're not overbearing and saying, here I am, the authority telling you. What you are is a coexisting person. Hi, I'm just like you. Shall I teach you, or shall I help you, or shall I share with you? I like that word a lot. Something I have come to learn. You may find it useful as well. Namo myo renge kyo. Right? It depends on who you're talking to. Some people have never heard the Daimoku. Right? So this is a really important lesson in understanding people's capacities, where they are. And their first step in, quote, teaching, that's also why I don't like the word teaching, sharing with somebody to inspire them to aspire, is to be at their experience as best as you can. Makes sense, right? To those who must be emancipated in the body of a Brahmin, to those who must be emancipated, to those who must be emancipated in the body of a bhikshu, a bhikshuni, an upasaka, a upasika. He appears as a bhikshu, bhikshuni, upasaka, or upasika, and teaches them the law. Now, obviously, Avalokitesvara isn't going to show up as a guy or a woman, depending on which sex that Bodhisattva is speaking to. You see how this is a personage? It's a facility of attitude and intent. Listen, you all know, I'm a man. When I talk to a man, I have a different demeanor than when I talk to a woman. It's not a lot different, I admit. I am autistic, so you're going to get me. but still, I will construct sentences and I will talk about engaging subjects that I know are interesting to women if I'm talking to a woman. In other words, I will, and maybe this is the final point on this, I will endeavor to receive, to understand, to appreciate their life, man, woman, king, pauper. Where are you at? Let me address you where you are. I can find common ground with you wherever you are. And I can share with you something that, no matter where you are, is the ultimate experience. Interested? To those who must be emancipated in the body of the wife of an elder, a citizen, a minister, or a Brahmin, he appears as a woman and teaches to them the law. To those who must be emancipated in the body of a youth or maiden, he appears as a youth or maiden and teaches to them the law. This isn't about acting, right, or being condescending. It's about compassionately getting into their mind. In fact, a really important or potent practice is to become a good listener. Let them spill. We should do that with everyone, right? We think being, this is again why I hesitate to use the word teacher, because that has the charisma of being overbearing, authoritarian, know-it-all. But if you think back in your life, the people you got most impacted from, usually the people who heard you out. They let you hear yourself. That's so powerful. And then with few words, because they listened, those few words penetrated, right? That's who you want to be in life, right? Personal relationship, business, whatever. That's the person we want to be. Where are we time-wise? I'm going on. Blah, 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 blah. My goodness. All right. We'll get to my brief little annotation here, and we'll take a break and end this video. To those who must be emancipated in the body of a god, a dragon, a yaksha, gandhara, asura, gandhara, human or non-human, he appears in every such form and teaches to them the law. Again, the lesson is, no matter how far you want to go here, become a good listener. And you're, remember the language we heard so many chapters ago? Penetrating knowledge? That's what it means. It's not that you have better words. It's that your words are more effective because you hear your audience, yes? To those who must be emancipated in the shape of a diamond-holding celestial being, he appears as a diamond-holding celestial being and teaches to them the law. There just are no limits. Here's my annotation. With this much repetition, can it escape anyone's attention that this is again about propagation of the teaching of this wonderful Lotus Dharma Sutra? A demonstration of skillful means is once again demonstrated through the variety of embodiments of this singular bodhisattva. To address others at their particular capacity, to share with them the ultimate teaching of the priori law of Myoho Renge Kyo. Should I add to that what I was just saying about being an excellent listener? I think I will. But I'm going to let you go before I do that. Once again, I'm super grateful that you're participating and supporting this endeavor to understand clearly Lotus Sutra Buddhism, Nichiren's doctrine, without the fal-de-ral and boop-a-doop and woo-woo of religion. It's just a very clear analysis of attitude and intent. And I thank you so much, my friends, for whatever support you provide, whether it's liking and subscribing, buying ebooks or purchasing, you know, like the Gongyo book. I was just talking to Tony and he was saying, yeah, I like, you know, solid paper goods too. You know, it's a lot of people like ebooks, but for something like Gongyo, especially if you're learning it, it's nice to have a physical book, right? To underline things and notes and pronounce this like this, and it's easier to do on paper, I think. Maybe I'm just ignorant. But anyway, patrons, you guys are amazing. All of you are. But patrons who have monthly donations through PayPal or through Patreon, right? There are different level memberships there. They start at $1. But boy, that little influx every month, super, super, super helpful and important to keep this thing going. So all of you, I owe a great debt of gratitude, and I'm so proud of your practice, yeah? I don't say that often enough, maybe, but I don't want to sound like I'm the owner of all reward. You are. So keep your practice strong, okay? Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. Take care of your health. I'll see you again very soon. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. Bye for now.